Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of your New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. And while it was a dark, kind of damp day here at MetLife Stadium, it certainly was a bright and sunny result. Giants caged the Lions by the score of 17-6 to improve their record to a very impressive 10-4. How you doing, everyone? I am Ross Salzberg, joined by my colleagues today, Sean O'Hara, David Deal, and Amani Toomer. But right now, we're going to go down to the field, check in with Paul Dottino and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Well, DRC, you guys turned over the Lions twice today. They were plus four coming in takeaway ratio. They weren't supposed to give the ball up.
Oh, no, that's one thing you know about him, man. You look at Stafford and things that he's been able to do, he don't give up that ball that much. So the main thing is keep coming, let the play come to you, and unfortunately he made some mistakes.
You had told me, in thinking about his injured hand coming in, the ball might not come out so good, but it looked like he was throwing pretty good.
He was throwing it real good. You know, it kind of surprised me, but, you know, the main thing is, man, you just got to keep getting after my D line. Had him back there rattled a little bit. He run around, and he was making plays, but at the end we came out of victory.
How important was it to shut down these comeback kids? They've been so good in the fourth quarter. Your offense gave you a little breathing room.
Man, it's very important, man, to come out here in front of your home crowd, go 7-1 to end the home season, man, and just to get that win against a team that you know has the ability to win. It's a great feeling.
Final question. Jack Rabbit goes down with the back injury, and all of a sudden your secondary's one short, but you still played lockdown.
Man, it hurt. It hurt. To see Jack Rabbit go, the man that does it for us, man, everybody's mindset was, oh, man, we got to play that much harder for our brother, man, because we know what he means to that secondary.
DRC, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
Back to you guys.
All right, Paul and DRC, thank you very much. And, you know, guys, what can we say about the Big Blue D? 2 weeks in a row, they give up one touchdown playing the Cowboys and the Lions.
Yeah, they picked up right where they left off last week. And to me, the turnovers were crucial, but it was where they happened, in the red zone. The Giants, number one ranked red zone defense. They did it again. A huge hit by Leon Hall caused the fumble, and then the interception by DRC, not only taking points off of the board for Detroit, but huge momentum swings for this defense to get off the field. They're definitely the story of this team right now. The secondary, you know, Paul mentioned the injury to Janoris Jenkins. This defense is fueling both sides of the ball, and it's the physical play. They're stopping the run on first, second down, and they're doing a good job getting pressure on the quarterback.
Unbelievable job by the defense, being able to hold them to only one third down conversion in the first half, and they were 5-for-14 on the day, stopping the run. We all know what it does to an offense right away. 56 yards rushing on the day for the Detroit Lions. But coming into it, you said the takeaways. They had 10 takeaways going into this game on the defensive side of the ball. For them to come away with those red zone takeaways, be able to limit the plays that they've had. And the other thing, what did they try to do with Matthew Stafford? Coming into this one, 107 attempts at or behind the line of scrimmage, trying to run all those screens and is an extension of the running game. Solid tackles by the defense, holding up and giving the offense the opportunity to hold out.
Hey, you got to give a little hats off to the Giants offense as well. I mean, they're the ones who, you know, kept the ball. They possessed the ball a lot more than they usually did this game, out-possessing the Detroit Lions. Also, no turnovers. And I think Eli Manning is starting to heat up a little bit. He played a lot better today, looked much more crisp. There was only a few times where, you know, he looked like he was didn't have the time to get down the field like he wanted to, in a little frustration show. But Odell Beckham, what can we say about how great he played today?
Electric.
It was not only the one-handed catch, but there was a couple big catches down there on third down that really kept this drive alive. And, of course, he kept the crowd entertained with that fourth quarter punt return for a touchdown. Even though it didn't count, it was still pretty to watch.
Gets the place pumped up. And another guy who made a big catch today was one Sterling Shepard, the rookie. And let's go right down to Sterling and Paul Dottino right now.
Sterling, 10 plays, 75 yards on the opening drive. You cap it off with a touchdown grab. How important was that to jumpstart this team?
That's what we needed, to give the team some momentum. We got the ball first, so that's what we're always trying to do at the beginning of the game, is get in the end zone. And we were able to get a score right there, and it was huge for us.
This was a team that wanted you to dink and dunk. They were going to force you to be patient.
Right.
Didn't want it to get high scoring. How difficult was that to play within yourself and be patient?
It's happened to us a few weeks ago. It's been happening to us early in the season, so we know what we're doing when it comes to that situation. You just got to be patient and keep on rolling throughout the whole game.
Second quality team in a row that you've beaten. I guess the skeptics can't say too much anymore, right?
I mean, yeah, that people are going to talk. We're not too worried about what people are saying outside of the building. So they can keep on talking. We're gonna try to keep rolling.
And Eli, real sharp today, hit his first 11 passes.
Yeah. He's looking good. I mean, Eli's going to turn it on, especially during this crucial time of the season. So,
Sterling Shepard, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Paul and Sterling, thank you very much. Once again, folks, Giants cage the Lions by the score of 17-6, improving their record to 10-4. We'll hear from a successful and a happy head coach, Ben McAdoo, coming up. But right now, let's take care of a little business. Giant fans, here's a reminder. Make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants for a chance to win yourself a Fujifilm X-T2 mirrorless digital camera. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG.
Oh, no, give yourself a round of applause. Hey, that's a heck of a team win right there. Hell of a team win. All three phases played a big factor in this ball game. Way to stay the course. All right, shoot, we hold teams to 6 points. We're going to win a lot of damn ball games around here. Great job. Enjoy this one fast, and then let's move on. All right, bring it in here. Congratulations, man. Giants all three. 1, 2, 3.
Giants.
Right, that was a happy coach, Ben McAdoo, and for good reason, because the fans are happy outside here at MetLife. Giants with a 17-6 victory over the Lions to improve their record to 10-4. Very, very much getting one step closer to that playoff berth. How you doing again, everybody? I am Russ Salzberg, again joined by my colleague Sean O'Hara, David Deal, and Imani Toomer. And, you know, what Coach said is very much true. I think this was their most complete game of the season, offense, defense, and special teams.
I just can't give enough credit to Steve Spagnuolo, what he's done with this defense. I know Jerry Reese gets a lot of credit. They spent a lot of money in free agency. But when you look at how this defense has been able to scheme up different pressures, we saw it last week against Dallas. They used Landon Collins. They used a lot of corner blitzes. They're continuing to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. And I think when Janoris Jenkins goes down, now all of a sudden you see the depth. And you still see this secondary be able to step up. Spags, you know, I tell you what, people are going to start calling for him. People are going to want to interview him again for a head coaching job because he's doing such a great job with his defense.
But right now, what do you say we check in with the head coach of the New York Giants in his first year at 10-4, Ben McAdoo.
All right, great team win versus a very good football team. All three phases played a part. It's a short week. We have to enjoy this one fast. Let's open it up.
What did you think of your running game today, and how much did that help you guys get the balance you were looking for?
That was good to get the attempts up. I thought we pounded it in there pretty good. Big guys were coming off the ball, and it's encouraging.
Coach, talk about how the punts put you in great field position for your defense to really work today.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Talk about your punting and how that punting put you in great field position for the defense to do kind of job they did.
Yeah, we had a good day on the punt team. JC left a little bit early on the one block. Where they got the tip there, but we were doing a nice job outside, getting down, covering those things, and down on the ball inside the 10.
What about playing at home, do you think this helped you guys this year, 7-1 at home?
I think, you got to give the crowd some credit. They were loud today. They got after them a little bit. That's always encouraging when the crowd gets behind you. But I think, just from a communication standpoint, it helps offensively, and the noise helps on defense.
Going back to special teams, can you talk a little bit about the impact Dwayne Harris has had, not in the return game, but making plays? He was held and still made a tackle, for example. He downed another punt instead of the 5. Can you talk about the impact he's had?
Yeah, Dwayne's a good teamer. He really helps our coverage teams, whether it's kickoff coverage or punt coverage. He's a tough man to handle out there. He's a load for a receiver. Very physical.
Coach, Detroit came in averaging 21, defense held up to 6. Can you talk about the effort again today?
Yeah, I mean, the defense, they hold teams to 6 points. We hold teams to 6 points. We're going to win a lot of ball games, and that's tough to do in this league, especially against a team like that with that many weapons. But defense played lights out today.
How's Janoris?
He took a knee to the back. He's still being evaluated at this point.
Is he getting to the hospital right now?
As far as I know, he's being evaluated.
Touchdown to Odell. What do you see there? Because it seemed like he really extended like he can to reel that one in.
Yeah, you know, we sent a formation out there. They adjusted, we adjusted, they adjusted, we adjusted, and it was a tremendous effort by Odell to come up with that catch, getting it over the pylon for the touchdown.
How did you think Eli Manning played, particularly breaking through on that last kind of game-sealing drive?
I thought Eli was very good today. I thought he was solid in the conditions. It was a different type game to play quarterback in, but he took completions and can't go broke taking a profit.
Coach, when DRC gives up that 67-yard completion but still runs him down to make the tackle and ends up being a huge point because the very next play they turn the ball over. Can you just say how important it is to not quit on the play for that right there and how important of a play that was?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be an effort day. You need to play the down and finish. And as long as we can keep playing defense after another play, then that's great. Chasing a guy down on big plays and, it was big. If we can come out and keep playing defense after a big play, gives us a chance.
Are you going to go for it on fourth down if you didn't get the touchdown?
There was a possibility. We were thinking about it.
What did you see with Justin Pugh coming back and how Eric rebounded from last week?
I thought the big guys came off the ball, played physical up front, played as a unit. We'll have to go back and take a look at the tape, but it was a good day for the big guys.
As these games get tighter and tighter, do you still think of Eli Manning as that guy who, no matter what else happens during the day, can direct you on that one drive to win the game, clutch?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Any update on Janoris Jenkins?
Same thing I just said. He's being evaluated right now. Took a knee to the back and taking a look at him.
Why do you think your defense has been so successful, especially in recent weeks, even more so than Pittsburgh previously?
I think last couple weeks they're playing well together as a unit. They're feeding off of each other, feeding off of the crowd noise. That helps. But they seem to be gelling as a unit, doing their own job, playing hard, playing with great effort, and executing.
On the challenge that you know,
as well as you know, Eli, he stood at his locker the other day and said, "I have to play better." For him to say that and then come out, especially how he started, did that tell you anything you didn't know?
No, saying it and doing it, they're two different things. I mean, we talk about I need to coach better and on offense, the players need to play a little bit better, and I thought we played a better game offensively today, put up 17 points, but, we played better as an offense.
On the challenge that you lost in the first half, what is it that they saw upstairs, the coach of the challenge?
Well, we saw the ball moving a little bit and a knee on the white. It was the first half, so we took a shot at it.
Coach, over the past 2 weeks, back-to-back weeks, you've taken down two of the NFC's top teams. Do you think a message has been sent to the rest of the league?
No, we won a ball game during the course of a week. That's all you can do, win one a week. We got a short week. We have to get ready for this one in a hurry. Thank you.
All right, head coach Ben McAdoo. And, David, let me ask you this question. Many of us were getting a little antsy waiting for this offense, to pass the ball more. To Ben's credit, he wanted a balanced offense rushing and passing. In the last couple of weeks, he's gotten that, and it's proved big dividends.
It most certainly has. And Eli Manning is more comfortable when they're able to establish the run. You think about the first 13 weeks of the season, only rushing the ball 36% of the time. But these last 2 weeks, rushing it over 51% of the time, 32 rushes today to only 28 passes. It really helps solidify things on this offense. The one thing I think we're all waiting for is you have 18 carries for Rashad Jennings and 11 for Paul Perkins. You're hoping at some point that Perkins is going to get some more touches, because when he has been explosive, and he makes people miss in the hole, unlike what Rashad Jennings can do.
He's got a little shade.
The running game was more effective today. I think that it has a direct correlation with Justin Pugh being back in the lineup. I think that's something that does not need to be overlooked. He came back today, played a strong game, and we've had our first 100-yard game in a long time. Eli Manning, like you said, played good, but when you look at this team and the mentality, right? They're playing better on both offense and defense. And Coach McAdoo talked about coaching better, and that's exactly what he's doing. They have less penalties than they've had, and their penalties have been consistently going down from the double digits. Today they had 5 for 50-some yards. that's a sign of a team that's focusing in and going to that next level and getting ready to for their tougher competition once they make the playoffs.
Well, that focus certainly paid dividends today. Again, 17-6 was your final score. Giants improved their record to 10-4. Let's take care of a little business now, folks. Guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's, located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. Eli Manning coming up, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. Welcome once again, everybody, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. And what do you say we now take a look at the standings in the NFC East? And for the Giants, it's looking pretty good. Obviously, the Cowboys, who are going to play tonight against Tampa Bay, they remain in first place with a record of 11-2, followed by your Giants at 10-4. Redskins play tomorrow night. They are at 7-5-1. Eagles at the bottom there with a record of 5-9. We are waiting on Eli Manning. But hey, guys, how about Brad Wing? I mean, I realize he had a punt block today, but this is 2 weeks in a row, and Coach McAdoo said it. This guy is a big time weapon for this team. Again, inside the 5 yard line a couple of times.
Usually, when you get the ball inside the 5 yard line, it's a 3 point swing if your defense does its job, because you're going to get that. You're going to have the other team punting from their end zone, and you're going to get the ball around midfield, get 10 or 20 yards, and you're in field goal range. So that's a key weapon that needs that the Giants are really coming back with Brad Wing. He's doing a great job 2 weeks in a row, just like you said, Russ.
Punters are people too.
They get paid too.
All right, what do you say we now go down to Eli Manning at the podium?
Eli, can you talk about the catch that Odell made on the touchdown?
Yeah, you know, great catch, one-handed. So that's what he can do. So that's not uncommon. But a great job going down, making that catch a huge play. Getting 7 points right there was obviously big. Making a 2-score game, and so that's he made some big time plays for us today, and it was good to get the touchdown right there.
You guys went for over 100 yards rushing today. How much does that help you when you're commanding?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was big, especially the way we started the game, rushing it well. That first series, you know, mixing in the run and the pass, getting some third down conversions, a lot of third and threes, third and fours were very manageable against a good defensive line, and getting that touchdown, taking the ball off, you know, winning the toss, taking the ball, going down and scoring a touchdown versus good defense was big for our offense and for the team.
How big was that throw that you made to Odell, like the 25-yard on the left sideline?
Yeah, it's big third down, third and 10. You know, those are tough versus this team. They do a good job. They brought some pressure, five-man rush. Offense line did a good job picking it up. Perkins stepping up and had Odell on a corner route. So had the time, able to step into it and give him an accurate ball. So big-time third down conversion. Then, you know, hit Shep on a little bubble route a few plays later, get a big play and get us in that position, you know, to extend the lead and help us get that win.
Like with Justin returning today, you know, was running the ball as much as it did part of the game plan, and did it give the offensive line a little rhythm?
Yeah, I think so. I think we wanted to come in. We had a feeling they were going to play a lot of two shell, and you know, try to, you know, not give us the big play. So we're going to have to run the ball, and you know, they're going to give us the looks to run it. So you know, we didn't know what the weather would be, rain, and so we, you know, kind of went in saying, you know, we're going to run it and, you know, mix in. You know, I think that would get us in a position to get that third and manageable. And so I thought the offense line did a great job. Running backs did a great job running the ball well, being tough and kind of setting the mood for the game.
How important was it for you guys to start off with the ball and take it right down the field to get a touchdown?
Yeah, that was big, especially, you know, coming after last week where we struggled offensively, not as good as we wanted to, and you know, for us to win the toss and You know, Coach McAdoo said we're going to take the ball and go down and score. I think that just helps, you know, that's big for the offense, giving us some confidence. Also for the defense, just knowing, hey, you know, we already got them a seven-point lead. And so they can, you know, continue to go out there. They're continuing to play great football.
What did you have to correct in the second half offensively? There were a couple of drives there where you looked visibly either frustrated or maybe people weren't on the same page. It was hard to tell exactly.
Yeah, we just had one. We had one bad drive there. You know, where the very first play, you're in the huddle and you know, kind of talking about everybody's routes, and we get a bust. You know, on one guy's route, and so you just kind of hate how does that happen? You know, I just told everybody what their route was, what we're doing. And so, you know, take a sack right there. Next play, try to hit, you know, Perkins, didn't throw a great ball, get a drop, third down, you know, miss Shane. So just, you know, kind of three bad plays right there to, you know, where we had, you know, pretty good field position, a chance to, you know, just wanted to, you know, get a bigger lead than what we had. So besides that, I thought the guys played well, did a lot of good things.
All right, that was Eli Manning. And Sean, you know, I've watched every one of his games, and never before in his career has his ability been questioned as it has been this season. But I thought he was vintage Eli today, the same old reliable Eli.
Yeah, well, Eli, you know, right out of the gate, I mean, he was on fire. And I had to credit Ben McAdoo. You know, last week he put the pads on, said we got to get physical against Dallas. And then this week he kind of laid off the guys a little bit. He said, I want my guys to be fresh. And then he takes the ball when they win the coin toss, and they go right down on a 10-play drive, score a touchdown. That, to me, set the tempo for the game, and Eli certainly did that. You know, what he did in the first half alone, 14 of 16, I mean, he was very surgical in the way he played. It's a shame the Giants can't play a playoff game right now at home, because they're 7-1. They're doing a great job, and with this weather, Eli's really played well in the cold weather. I think people were, you know, they were coming down hard on Eli over the last couple of weeks. They said he didn't really play well, and every single time people question Eli, he comes right back with a great performance.
I think the biggest thing when you look at this game is no turnovers for Eli, no interceptions, and the Giants are undefeated when he doesn't have one. But the really thing that you saw out of Eli Manning, his game management and preparation. You see him adjusting, alerting at the line of scrimmage, recognizing the different blitzes that the Detroit Lions were trying to throw, because they came into this game 33% of the time having an extra rusher and trying to get after a quarterback like they did today for Eli Manning. But his ability to settle down, play the way that they did, run the football successfully, he is continuing to show why in December he is a veteran quarterback with the longest active streak as a starter right now.
All right, without question, Eli Manning's biggest weapon is one number 13, Odell Beckham Jr. Stay right where you are. You're going to be hearing from him. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. Hello again, everybody. I'm Russ Salzberg. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. What do you say we go back inside MetLife Stadium, check in with Paul Dottino, standing by live with number 24, Eli Apple.
All right, guys, thanks so much. And Eli, I got to tell you, this was another great job by your secondary, especially considering that Jackrabbit Jenkins goes down with that back injury early in the game. What did that do to you guys psychologically, and how did you have to pick it up collectively?
We just knew we had to step up, and the next guy definitely did that. DRC made big plays in the back end, and Trevin Wade came up and made some plays as well. Leon Hall, we all just want to do our part.
I've never actually played this game, certainly at this level, but what is that clock and those eyes like in the back of your head when they run a go route down the sideline and that receiver's right in front of you, and then you stick out your hand and you fingertip that ball away? That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't feel cool during the moment, because you know you got beat a little bit. And he kind of gave me a little stutter and go, and I just knew I had to recover as fast as I could and just try to make a play on the ball.
All right, now two takeaways. Everybody knew that they were so clean in terms of not giving the ball away. Stafford was very clean with the ball coming in, but you guys were able to come up with a couple of turnovers today. Could you talk to me about the defense and its hunger for the football? It's been going on now for 2 months.
Right, that's something we always talk about, just getting the ball back to our offense. We know our offense is one of the best, and they can make plays. So anytime we have opportunity to make a play on the ball, that's what we want to do.
All right, I know you guys have to have confidence, especially at the corner position. But in all honesty, the way this defense continues to improve week after week and shutting people down, do you have to have the mentality right now that nobody can stop you or score on you guys defensively?
Of course, we're definitely getting a little swagger to us. We just know we got to keep improving these last couple games and hopefully into the playoffs.
Eli Apple, congratulations. Second of the game today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, I can't help wondering what position Paul played when he was playing football.
I played left out.
Actually.
You know, Eli Apple was up there. You and I were sitting next to each other watching the game up in the press box. He got beat by Golden Tate and made a great recovery to save a touchdown.
Yeah, that show. He's mature beyond his age because most of the time young cornerbacks, when they're trying to catch up, they've turned their head back and they try to go for the ball. They don't have the discipline to run to the receiver and then use your hands to knock the ball away. And he actually did something as well, as he looked at the receiver's eyes and saw and watched the receiver put his hands out. And when Golden Tate put his hands out, he put his hands right in between it. He made a terrific play by knocking the ball away from Golden Tate, which could have been a huge play in this game.
Speaking of a huge play, another guy who made a huge play for the Giants today was number 13, Odell Beckham Jr. Let's hear what he had to say.
I still feel like, you know, we leave too much chicken on the bone as an offense, but, hey, we're finding ways to win games. Defense is holding the team to 6 points. It's tough to beat a team, you know, when the opponent's only scoring 6 points. So we keep finding ways to get stops, and I think just offense, we're coming along. I think we're right there. The breakout game is coming soon. I just got to do a better job at keeping myself under control and knowing that everybody's watching, knowing that guys on my team are watching it and looking at me and make sure that I give them the right energy and I'm not giving off any bad energy. So just finding ways for all of us to grow. We're going to keep continuing to get better. Short week, short memory, you know, going into a hostile environment. I don't think I've won since I've been on the Giants, so it's going to be a nice test for us.
Odell, you work on that one-handed catch in practice before the game a lot, and it came to fruition today. What was it like to execute in the game?
Just blessed. I feel like God's gifted me with a lot of talent. With that comes a lot of responsibility. You know, I practice it. It just kind of happened. It's always an instinctual thing. Biggest play for me this game was the corner route. Eli dropped a dime in there. And first time I've just caught a ball over my shoulder. Felt comfortable just catching it over the shoulder. So we're making the right strides. We're heading in the right direction. It's just a matter of keep getting better each and every week, finding ways to be more effective each and every time the offense steps on the field.
All right, that was Odell Beckham Jr. What do you say we take a look at some numbers today from Odell Beckham Jr. and rookie Sterling Shepard? Amani, go ahead. You know, what do you see and what are you getting from this unit now? Also including one Victor Cruz who made a big catch today.
What I really like about what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing the targets for all these players to start to kind of meld together. There was a couple games ago where it was Odell Beckham with 13 or some targets and everybody else had like three. That if you have a three-headed monster, it doesn't work unless you get everybody opportunities at the ball. I would like to see Victor Cruz get more opportunities, but, you know, that's just the way that the offense is going. I can't complain about a game like this when you have, you know, all the different players incorporated. That means when you're a defensive coordinator and you're looking at who you have to stop and you're looking where the ball goes, you're thinking, oh, man, we gotta try to cover everybody. And that's what makes a three-headed monster really work. And that's why I like the fact that they're spreading the ball around evenly.
Well, that monster is gearing up just at the right time. Again, Giants are 10-4 with two games to go. We got a lot more coming up, so stay right where you are. But right now, what do you say we take a look at the Giants programming coming up this week on the MSG Networks? And welcome back once again, folks, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by MSG. No, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. Once again, your final score, Giants defeat the Lions by the score of 17-6, getting one step closer to a postseason berth with a record of 10-4. All right, what do you say we now go downstairs and hear what Landon Collins has to say?
Coach Baggs told us all week, we didn't want our last game to be our best defensive game, and that was our mindset. Now we wanted to showcase today.
Landon, you know, last season you guys lost a lot of close games after they went out of the way. This season you're winning those games. You know, the defense has been a significant part of that. Why do you think? What's the difference between last season and this season in terms of pulling out those close games?
Definitely the guys that we brought in, definitely that's one. The defensive front is playing awesome, getting pressure on the quarterback and not letting him see the whole field. And then secondly, the back end is covering and making great plays, making great stops and getting off the field on third down. That's been the biggest mindset.
For you, Landon, you're playing at an all-pro level this season, only your second season. What has been, for you, the most significant aspect of your huge leap from last year now to the season?
My huge leap has been learning the defense, knowing what I'm supposed to do. Is in my second year going into the defense and just knowing key details, key assignments, and know everybody needs help at where the defense needs help at in general, and just playing great ball.
I know you learned a lot from DRC. Can you talk about, you know, he comes in, he gives up the 67-yard pass, but he chases it down and then the interception later on. What do you see from a veteran like that?
Consistency. I mean, he does that at practice. I mean, he might give up a big one, but he turns the page. I mean, he's going to play but great ball, and he's not going to let nobody score on him. I mean, you saw what he did. He chased the man down from about at least 15 yards. I mean, and that's DRC. I mean, he's a vet. He knows how to play the game, and he knows when to steal it and knows when to take his chances.
When you saw the moves that were made on defense in the offense, what was through your mind? Did you know it would come together right away, or did you have kind of a wait and see about that?
Nah, we didn't know it was going to come together like that. I mean, we in the locker room, we got to build a brotherhood fast and get to know our guys so we be on the same page when we on the field. And when it happened and we all just gelled and came as one, I mean, the defense is just booming after that.
All right, that was second-year defensive back Landon Collins. And, guys, let me tell you something. To me, we are watching the evolution of a real star, because watching him last year, not only do I see him on the field, I see him in a locker room every day. He wants to be a leader. He's playing like a leader. He is the whole package. He made a stop on third down. You and I were talking about it before. I think it was third and two. A huge stop. He is the whole package.
He's got great situational awareness. And in that point, for a defensive player to know exactly where the sticks are, where the offensive player is trying to get to, for Landon Collins, I think he's a defensive coordinator's dream, because he can do it all. You can send him in on a blitz. He's going to finish the sack. He's not going to miss the quarterback. He's going to break the pass breakup. He's going to intercept the football. He can do it all. And I think this defense, when you look at this, 13 passing touchdowns they've allowed this season coming into this game. They didn't allow the Detroit Lions to score a touchdown on offense for the first time all season long. This defense has been phenomenal.
All right, from defense, let's now talk some offense. Go down on Paul DeTino with Paul Perkins.
Guys, Paul Perkins ran for nearly 60 yards today. Very effective in keeping the balance going. You know, Paul, it's the second week in a row now. You guys have run the ball more than you've thrown it, and you won the time of possession. Yeah. These are numbers I know Coach really likes going into the playoffs. Can you talk about the significance?
Yeah, definitely when we're able to control the ball late in December, definitely with the weather being what it was today, raining for the first half. So it's definitely important for us to be able to be a balanced offense, but more especially be able to run the ball.
Now, Justin Pugh comes back after missing 5 games with a knee injury. How important was that to helping out the line blocking and giving you guys some room to do what you have to do?
Yeah, definitely the guys that were filling in for him in his absence, definitely there was no drop-off, but definitely having a leader like Pugh, a veteran and an older guy to come in there and step up, so it was really helpful for us.
I was talking with Jeff Fiegels before we came on camera again about the leadership in that locker room. Now, you're a rookie, but you look at some of these guys and you listen to some of these guys, and they tell you what it's about to win and the maturity and the kind of effort you got to put forth. How important is that in a clubhouse, that you younger guys have someone to look up to?
Yeah, definitely Rashad Jennings, Shane Vereen, Bobby Rainey. Those guys have been tremendously supportive in my journey, my rookie year. But they also helped me off the field, not just being a good football player on the field, but off the field is definitely is key.
All right, final question. I want to ask you about Eli Manning for a second. He opened up 11 of 11, and so many people are talking about him being inconsistent recently, and he has been. But he comes out today, leads you on an opening touchdown drive, goes 11 for 11. I thought that really helped your offense get into a flow and kind of gel.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. He won 2 Super Bowls, 2 MVPs. Definitely the team is behind him. He's a leader, and I'm going to follow him to the wheels fall off.
Yeah, well, if he gets that third ring, it means you get one too.
I'm not mad at that.
That's Paul Perkins, everybody. Let's send it back to you.
All right, Paul. And Paul, thank you very much. Folks, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. Stick around. We've got Justin Pugh and Jonathan Hakins coming up. So, again, as I say, stay right where you are. It's Giants Post Game Live, right here for you on MSG. All right, it is now time, folks, to reveal the toughest player of the game, driven by the Hess toy truck. And your toughest player is DRC Dominique Rogers Cromartie, who we heard from earlier. Hello again, everybody. I'm Russ Salzberg. Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, here for you on MSG. What do you say we now go downstairs, hear a member of the offense and the defense, Justin Pugh and Jonathan Hankins.
Just trusting one another and just going out there and doing executing our job and believing Coach put a good game plan in and we executed.
10 wins is a big number.
Yeah, it is, especially from since I've been in here. But, you know, you can't really look at the wins. You know, we got to continue to focus on one week at a time, and we got a big turnaround next week against Philly, so we got to get ready for them.
Odell, one of the guys is saying this might have been a little bit of a bittersweet victory, certainly sweet because it was a win, but a little bit of expecting a little bit more. What does that say about this team, that you're still expecting more?
I feel like we still you know, we left some plays out there. You know, we didn't execute, you know, the best that we should. But, you know, there's always room to get better. You don't really want to say you're perfect or you're doing the best that you are at this situation and time. But, you know, just got to continue to get better each week and win games.
You know, we love each other. That's why we go out there. We play for each other. We play hard for each other. We love these coaches. Love everyone that's, you know, around here. I mean, it's just you can tell the way we play out there that we're going out and trying to take care of each other and fight for those crucial situations and executing in those times.
What's it like to be on a team with the defense that's really kind of carrying things the way they are?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we have total faith in them, and you have a fourth quarter pass rush, you can win in the NFL. And they've been outstanding. Teams aren't running the ball. It's great. So it helps us out tremendously. We got to put some more points up so they can just pin their ear back and, you know, get some sacks, let them get their stats up a little bit that way. But we'll continue to get better.
Lions were a team that was able to stop the run for the most part this season. How were you guys able to gain some ground game?
You know, we were just being aggressive up front, trying to make sure there was no run-throughs, letting those backs have a clean read coming through the hole. We left some stuff out there. Obviously, we can do a better job of that, come back and watch the film. But I'm excited. I was just excited to be back out there, just be a part of it. To be a part of a win, it was crazy. I was out for 5 weeks, and it felt like I was out for the whole year.
What's it like?
I haven't played really a meaningful game, really, in my career. I mean, obviously, it was like we started 0-6 my rookie year. And then, like, we were out of the playoffs, you know, my last 2 years before the season, like, with the last 3 weeks in the season. So, to play in a game like this, like, a little playoff atmosphere, the fans were unbelievable. We remember mid-game, me and Weston were saying to each other, like, this is the craziest I've seen in the stadium, obviously, aside from Sunday night. So, it's exciting, and, you know, it rubs off on us, and we're ready to go out there and just keep this thing rolling.
All right, that was Jonathan Hakins, and we just heard from Justin Pugh. Let me ask you, Mr. Offensive Lineman, not ignoring you.
Not at all.
Justin Pugh, back in the lineup today. How much of that has been a big help? Because to me, I could see a difference in cohesiveness on that offensive
line.
It's
definitely been a big help to their offense, and it's been a big help to Ereck Flowers. Having a veteran who's had a lot of experience and seen what a defense can do to be able to communicate to him, also helping out in the run game, being able to rush for over 100 yards today. You saw them doing a lot of different things with Justin Pugh in the play action game. Pulling them, setting them up in different positions. I think his offensive line are going to have to find him, not for the mustache, But Sean O'Hara doing an interview without a T-shirt on.
That's
what? An offensive line.
You can't do that.
You cannot do that.
Put a shirt on.
Good to see him back out on the field, and it will pay dividends for this offense.
As long as it pays dividends, we don't care if it's shirt on or shirt off.
We care. Oh, we care.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget. Don't worry about the shirt on or off. Just remember that this Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on MSG+, it is Giants Life featuring Jonathan Hankins.
Me being here going on 4 years, to be in the hunt, you know, I've been dreaming about this, and the ultimate goal is trying to get to a Super Bowl. So I feel like we got a great opportunity with a lot of good guys on defense that, you know, we can accomplish that.
All right, folks, a great big thank you here to Wendy's for delivering food to our set today. This is to promote awareness of a month-long effort this past November where Wendy's raised $100,000 for local agencies supporting foster care for the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption through purchases of premium hamburgers. Wendy's is the official hamburger restaurant of the Giants, and only Wendy's has the beef and bacon to give you a hamburger worthy of the Baconator.
Baconator, I love it.
Bacon.
I want one.
Isn't it funny? You get one step closer to the playoffs, you get food delivered.
I love it.
Everybody loves
it. Who doesn't
the
like food?
Everybody what? Loves the bandwagon.
All right.
I'm not scared of a cold burger.
Speaking of winners and what is remaining in the schedule, you have a very short week. You know,
yeah.
And against two division rivals, one is both on the road, Philadelphia and Washington. What's the mindset of them right now? Are the Giants thinking, guys, about just the postseason, or are they thinking about tonight and the Cowboys and what could possibly be?
Well, I thought today they did a great job of handling the success of the previous week, and I think that was a big concern for McAdoo and for everybody coming in. All of a sudden now everybody's expecting them to beat the Lions, and they were able to handle their business. So on a short week, and also with Dallas playing Tampa Bay tonight, this could be huge. I mean, they could be tied with the Dallas Cowboys if they beat Philly on Thursday night, and they've got the head-to-head. They swept them. So I think it's a great mentality for them. It's a great opportunity. Their mindset is not looking past Philly, though.
Quick turnaround, obviously. Philadelphia went for it for a two-point conversion to try winning the game up against the Ravens. Weren't able to come up with it. Lost the game. Eliminated from the playoffs mathematically. But having said that, on a short week playing at Philadelphia, you know that they're going to want to play spoiler. You know that they're going to come out. They're going to have certain tricks defensively. They're going to try to do whatever they can to come away with winning this football game to hurt the Giants' chances of moving forward in the playoff race.
Yeah, they're playing spoiler.
Let's correct a little math here. If they win on Thursday, if the Cowboys lose tonight and they win Thursday night, they're not tied because we still need the Giants still need the Cowboys to lose another game. But that said, it makes the last couple of games of the season quite interesting.
One of the great things about the NFL is every week there's a new challenge. And the challenge this week for the Giants is not only is it a short week, but they're on the road. Teams on the road in the Thursday game tend to lose just because of the travel and all that stuff and the turnaround. So this is going to be an interesting challenge for them. Hopefully they'll be able to overcome it. It'll be good for them to – it's a good thing to help them get motivated for this, if you need motivation to play the Philadelphia Eagles down the turnpike.
I mean, you go into that football game saying, we win this game, we're in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, what more motivation
against
do you
a
need?
Rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
Great opportunity. And I mentioned the Dallas Cowboys, I was just assuming that they were going to lose because they played the Detroit Lions on Monday night the next week. So, but they would have 11 wins together, which would be nice.
Well, and listen, what can you say so far about Ben McAdoo? He takes over a 6-10 team and got him at 10-4. For Sean O'Hara, David Deal, Amani Tuma, I am Russ Salzberg. Thanks for watching Giants Post Game Live. Coming up is going to be the Giants in Philadelphia, and we'll see you right after the game. Again, it's Giants Post Game Live here on MSG. See you Thursday night, folks.